I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
And we're back.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us on Sirius XM, channel 159. It is time now, Joe, to dive into Week 17, NFL, Sunday, pain day, the whole deal, baby. 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Still a couple of playoff spots to be determined. And a lot of teams, Joe, that are still in the mix, that still have life with a few weeks to go, which is what the NFL loves. Lots of 7-8 teams that are standing on the doorstep hoping things go their way. And that's kind of where the focus is this week, right, Joe? I mean, now look, Monday night's a whole other story. Me and you will be together for that. Bengals-Bills. That is the game of the weekend for Week 17. It's a massive game in terms of the top seed in the AFC and who's going to have to go to who in January of those three Giants, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Cincinnati in the AFC. But we will get to that on Monday. I think Sunday's theme is more all these teams that are very much alive and maybe not very good, and who is going to push themselves ahead going into the final weekend. The Carolinas, the Tampas, the Washingtons, the Lions, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks, Packers, Steelers. All of those teams, Joe, all have life in them as they get ready for their games on Sunday.
They do. And I brought it up in terms of, if I would have told you at the start of the year, Seattle, the Jets, Detroit, all the garbage teams, Carolina, were fighting for their playoff lives, Washington. Would you have believed it? No, right?
No,
and that's what the NFL wants, right? That's what the NFL wants, though. They want parity. They want it to go down to the – they do. They want this.
And think about it this way. You just made a great point because you have all the teams that everybody always rags on and they're never good and et cetera, et cetera. And three teams that everybody was on before the season started are all out – and they've been out for weeks. Denver with Russ, the Rams, whose season fell apart real fast, and the Raiders, who now aren't even going to play Carr the last two games. Three teams that were everybody was kind of putting money on at the beginning of the season, they're all finished, and all those other teams we just mentioned are still very much alive. That's pretty good.
They are. It really is crazy. I mean, I think the one that is a little intriguing because of how bad they've looked is obviously the matchup Tampa Bay and Carolina. You know, if Carolina can run the football, they have a very good shot, right? And it sounds easier than done, but Tampa Bay is not the same defense with Todd Bowles at the helm this year. He's just not.
No.
James Conner ran at will when he could, when he wanted to last week, right?
No, look, I'm with you there. And these two teams played in Carolina earlier in the season. The Panthers ran the ball down their throat, and they played great defense, and the Bucs were never in the game, Joe. I mean, they were just flat out, were never in that game. And they're 3.5-point favorites here. The total is 40.5. I want to believe in the Panthers, Joe. I really do. Mm-hmm. But, and that game was on October 23rd, by the way, 21-3. The Panthers beat them. And I believe, Joe, that was right after they fired Rule, wasn't it? Pretty sure it was right after they fired Rule. Yeah, because they – oh, no, it was the second game after. They fired Rule before the Ram game. And then Wilkes – that was Wilkes' first win. 21-3, they beat him. Foreman had 118 yards on the ground. P.J. Walker played quarterback that day. Brady was 32 of 49 for 290. Here's what worries me for Carolina, Joe. When you got to bring Josh Norman off the street to play corner for you this week, who was serving coffee at the coffee house he owns down in Atlanta, and he wasn't that good even when he played the last couple of years, that's a major problem for me going into this game. Major problem. That horn injury really hurts them.
So who do you like then?
I'm rooting Carolina, but I think that the Bucs are going to win the game. And I saw some fours earlier today. I did see it get up to four. It's a 3.5 right now. I might jump in on Carolina if we get to some fours. But it seems like everybody's on Carolina and it's moving the other way. So that always is something to keep your ears up to, Joe. I actually like Foreman props as well. Foreman's number was like 60. And where you got his alt right now? Foreman alt 80 plus 235, 90 plus 360, 100 plus 520. Alt, Joe. Foreman.
Alt. Alt at home.
And the same thing with Evans. I think Evans is going to eat with their bad secondary. Evans for 80 yards plus 210.
He got going in the second half of that game. Last week.
Yeah. I think he's going to eat. I think they're going to be able to throw. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Going to run through all the games. We got picks at the end of the show. Lot to do. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, here's what I'm going to do. I'm on Carolina. I think Tampa probably wins the game. I'm going to take the points, and I'm taking the Foreman 80-plus, Evans 80-plus. That's where I'm going in that game. Done.
I'm going to take Carolina just because I just don't like the rush defense of Tampa Bay. I just don't. I don't love Carolina, but I lean to Carolina. I'm not going to probably bet. I probably bet the over. It's still, what, 40.5?
40.5.
Yeah, to me, that's light. To me, that's light. It's light to me. I don't know. You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't. I think if Carolina wins, it's not going over 40.5. I'll say that. It's going to be like the game in Carolina. I'm going to go way under the 40.5. That's kind of where I'm at. And Carolina's playing better than Tampa. Like, honestly, I know it's the Bucs and it's Brady. Like, they have sucked all year, Joe. They have. I don't care if everybody's betting Carolina. I'm going with the Panthers on Sunday. Screw the Bucks.
Okay, so I'm with you. But I like the over, too. I think
okay,
that game.
Okay, yeah. I hope you get it. I won't be in on the total. No total for me. In fact, hey, I'll root over if it means that I get Foreman and Evans over the 80 yards each. So go ahead, Joe. Get me the over. The Commanders are going to go back to Carson Wentz after Taylor Heinicke sputtered the last few weeks. They replaced him during the Niner game last week. So 2 weeks to go. Washington, if they win both of their games, Joe, they're in no matter what. If they lose this week, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble.
Washington -1.5 with Cleveland coming to town. 40.5 is the total. Sunday, 1 o'clock, East kick. I want to take the Browns badly, Joe.
I love the Browns. I'll tell you, one no alt, I'm on Deshaun Watson's alt, whatever it is.
For what?
I think they put probably like a 225 number on him. He had 225 against the Saints, and he went under. So I think he got like 165, 170 last week, if I'm not mistaken.
So what do you want to alt him to? What are you going to play him in?
250.
Plus 220 for that.
There you go.
I could see it. I got no problem with it. He's looked so bad, just so you know. He's looked so bad. I
know, but the Giants had success against them over the top. And then San Fran did too. Yeah. As much as they ran the football, they're still completing passes.
You know who I do like? I like a Dotson touchdown this week for Washington.
He is something, isn't he?
But remember, before Wentz got benched and Dotson got hurt, that was his guy the first few weeks. I mean, your boy McLaurin, he didn't eat at all when Wentz was the quarterback. He ate when Heinicke came in. Dotson got all the burn in the paint when Wentz was in. So I'm going back to Dotson. It's plus 210 for a touchdown, Joe. That's where I'm going in this game. Might be the only thing I play in this game is the Dotson touchdown. That's it for me. The Eagles are home for the Saints on Sunday. Very simple scenario for the Eagles, Joe. They win a game. They win not only the NFC East, but the one seed in the NFC where they will not play wild card weekend and they will have the bye. Only one team gets it, as we know. Jalen Hurts listed as doubtful on Friday. And I know that Schefter tweeted, there hasn't been a player all year who was listed doubtful on Friday that played on Sunday. So he's not playing in this game. It's going to be Minshew Mania again, which has moved the line down to 5.5.
Here's the thing. I mean, they do what they're supposed to do, and what I mean, protect Gardner Minshew, and the defense just plays the way they've played for the most part, outside the outlier against Dak. I mean, Andy Dalton and that offense are not Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, right? We're not worried about Chris Olave and all those receivers that, you know, are pedestrian. This isn't C.D. Lamb, Schultz, Peyton Hendershot coming at that secondary. It's not. I don't see Tony Pollard. Kamara, I mean, is a skeleton. He's a shell of the player he was 3 years ago, right?
Right.
They don't even get him involved in terms of the passing game. So it's going to come down to, as long as they protect Gardner Minshew, they should be able to put up 28 to 31 easy. I mean, do you think the Saints are going to slow them down?
No, I don't. I think the Saints suck. I can't believe the Saints are even still in any kind of discussion here. I know it's because of the division that they play in, but the Saints
suck. Dalton sucks. He sucks.
Minshew, 275 at plus 225.
I don't like that number because I think I just think it could be
like...
You just
told me they're going to score 30 points.
Yeah, but I think it's like 31-3. I think they really beat them up. I don't think this is a game where New Orleans scores more than 10. How about that? They got 17 against the Browns. I think they get 10 if they're lucky. 13 tops against the Eagles. 31-13.
So what, you're telling me that Sanders is going to eat then? What do you want?
I think it could be like, you know, Gardner Minshew has early success, And then it's just like because of the how bad the offense is of New Orleans, the defense all of a sudden wears down in the second half of that matchup, and it's Sanders, Boston Scott. Who else you want to throw in there?
You want to get a garbage time late Kenneth Gainwell touchdown for plus 340? You want to get Gainwell in there?
Gainwell isn't bad. I'll tell you what.
Boston Scott, it's plus 700 for the late garbage time touchdown.
Sanders fumbled, but so did Boston Scott over the past couple of weeks. Let me ask you a question, though. They won this ball game last year. Hurts rushed for 3 touchdowns on the ground against the Saints, didn't he?
Last time
they played last year?
I think so.
Right. I mean, this defense is a lot better. I mean, Andy Dalton's. And like I said, I think it's 31-13.
I could see that, too. The Saints suck, Joe. I'm tired of listening to this stuff about the Saints every week. Please. The Eagles should smoke them. Smoke them, Joe. I'm going with the Minshew to 275 at plus
220. Are you? What do you think he gets to? You think he gets to 330?
No, I don't want to go there. I want to just go 275. I don't need to go bigger than that. I'm not a glutton like you.
Pig. I'm a pig.
You are a pig. And Devonta Smith, too. We get him. Minshew seems to like him, which is a good thing.
It's always good, you know, and that's the only when we tell people about the gambling perspective. Sometimes the backup quarterbacks have a relationship with one player, right? We saw it with McSorley and Greg Dortch, right? In terms of, it was amazing that.
DeAndre Hopkins
had one catch for 4 years.
Well, I was just going to say to you, because I was going to say to you, we got 1 minute left in this segment, and we probably only need 1 minute on this game, Arizona and Atlanta. So they're not even going to McSorley again. David Blough.
I know that,
but we say Blough.
He's the human turnover machine from his days at Purdue and even Detroit. When he was in Detroit, he was a human turnover machine.
Man,
he would throw for 28 touchdowns and 28 interceptions at Purdue. So
when they put a number up for him, I'm going after it, Joe. 200, 225. For Blough.
Blough? What, you going over?
Oh, yeah. We're going over. We're really? Holding him on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Falcon pass, he sucks. We're going to eat. Eat, Joe. And it's going to be low because everybody's going to go, who the hell's this guy? The alt numbers are going to be juicy, Joe, on Sunday
morning.
I think the Falcons win the game, though, just so you know. Not that it matters. Falcons -6, 41 for total there. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Dolphins and the Pats, a big one in Foxborough with Teddy Covers getting the ball for Miami. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
I'm going to walk out of here a lean, mean fighting machine.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car inside. And I never had a girl.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Rolling through NFL Week 17 for Sunday's games. Getting ready to rock here. All right, Joe, let's go to Foxborough next, where a massive game for the AFC playoff picture and that last spot. Flipper heading up to New England without Tua, as we know. Concussion, not going to play. It will be Teddy Covers. Why is he Teddy Covers, Joe? You see his as a road dog, what your boy Bridgewater's checking in at?
He's like flawless, right? He's almost like 92%.
It's like 19-3-1 or something like that.
He's a stud. He's like Big John Stud.
Now, look, it's not like a lot of those numbers came.
Recently.
Exactly.
The one road start he had, he got knocked out in the first play against the Jets.
As a road underdog, he is 19-4 against the spread. As a road underdog. So take that with what you will, Joe. Now, he also was a road underdog. Now, he didn't finish this game, but still, when they went to play the Jets, although they were favored in that game, so he lost that one. Remember, he started against the Jets after Tua got hurt earlier this year, but then he didn't even make it out of that game, right? Skylar Thompson had to come in and finish. Either
now,
way.
Now, does that count towards the ATS? Like, are we counting that in the – he started, technically. He got one play and got knocked out.
Yeah, we probably – but that's, like I said, that doesn't even work into what we're talking about now. Road underdog. He wasn't an underdog in that game.
Oh,
it's 19-4.
Okay, right.
They were favored in New York that day. 19-4 is the number. Pats minus 2.5. 41.5 is the total. I don't know, Joe. I like the Dolphins. I think they win the game.
I think they win the game outright as well. We talked about it how many times. He's a veteran quarterback. He's played in road environments. He's battle-tested, and he's still got the two best players out there on the, from an offensive perspective in Waddle and Hill. And as long as he could throw a 10- to 15-yard dig route coming over the middle, he'll be fine. I mean, come on now. I mean, we're making it sound like we're rolling out Sean Mannion out there. Or we're putting out the, you know, Trace McSorley or some other Nick Foles, that hump. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a little bit, Nick Foles. Here's the other thing, Joe. The Patriots suck. Like, let's just say it.
They suck.
Like, look at the way, and it's not even that they're not that good this year. They're not. Look at the way they've lost some of these games recently. Just awful, awful ways. They come all the way back last week, only to then have Stevenson fumble inside the five. And they end up losing to Cincinnati. You know what happened the week before that. That absolutely ridiculous play against the Raiders that cost them a game. I mean, they're 7-8. I understand that. But when you really dig a little deeper, Joe, the Patriots beat this year.
Nobody.
They beat anybody good?
No. I told you, the gimmicky plays, bouncing off helmets, the uncharacteristic losses, undisciplined of
Bill
Belichick.
They beat the Jets twice. You know, they beat the Browns. They beat the Steelers early in the year when Trubisky was still the quarterback.
You know who Bill Belichick is right now?
Like,
can I tell you?
Good. Yeah.
Can I tell you who the Patriots are? They're like the tomato can fighter, right? The aging, you know, fighter that used to be a champ. Now he's 38-12, and he's looking for a payday, and they put him out against, you know, they roll him out to the champ, and he gets laid out in the sea. He could see the punches coming, but he can't get out of the way. That's Bill Belichick. He doesn't make adjustments. He has no offensive weapons. How, like, if Belichick, and I understand he didn't have weapons around Brady, but Brady was a GOAT. Right? Brady was one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. He elevated everybody around him. Mac Jones obviously doesn't. And when he's got those two morons calling plays for him in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, he went down like a dart this year. He regressed. He didn't ascend.
I think they're they're destined to finish 7-10.
And I'm on
and
that
lose
under
these last two games. You need him to lose one more game.
Yep.
You need one more loss for them.
And I think it's this weekend. What fitting way than my Dolphins
to
go in?
And look, they're in Orchard Park next week, where the Bills are possibly going to be looking to lock up the one seed, depending on what happens Monday night. Now, here's one thing I did look at with the Dolphins. I wanted to see how much they'd lower the Tyreek Hill alts because Tua wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much, but there is some value there. Like, usually Hill 80-plus yards and 90-plus yards is minus money.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 118 for 80 this week. Plus 168 for 90. I think me and you talked about this earlier in the week. He doesn't have to throw to these guys 40, 50 yards downfield. Quick screens and let Hill and Waddle do the work, Joe. And I think they'll be just fine.
I agree with you. And don't be shocked if Gesicki gets involved.
Mike G? You get Mike G in the mix?
I think Teddy will check down.
Dolphins win and an under for me, Joe. Under as well.
I'm going to go with the over. I think he dices
when them. When do you not? I mean, let's be fair. Tell me a game rare. You've picked the under. Let's just call it like it is.
I'm under this week in the Detroit-Chicago game.
The one with the highest total on the board. Yep. You're going under that. Let's go there next then. Bears into Detroit to take on the Lions. Lions need to win both of their last two games and have Washington lose one game, and they would make the playoffs. They're -6. It's 52.5. It is the highest total on the board, as we said. I don't know, Joe. They played into the 60s when they were in Chicago against these two teams.
Completely different scenario. You have a team that gave up 320 rush yards to the Carolina Panthers, and we have a run-heavy offense with Montgomery and Justin Fields. A rookie head coach that is just going to say, we're going to run it right down their throats.
The Bears obviously don't have much to play for. In fact, Joe, if they lose their last two games and the Texans do end up winning a game, mm-hmm. the Bears would get the top pick in the draft. So they are absolutely all about losing. But here's something else that they're all about, and I heard them mention this time and time again. This week, they really want to get Fields this single season quarterback rushing record. He needs like, I think it's 190 or around there in the final two games to get it. And he had a 147 and two touchdowns against the Lions the last time they played each other. Fields alt 100 plus 310.
Alt.
And this is inside on the fast track, Joe. The fast track. I like the Fields numbers, and I like Goff big. I'm not like you. I think there's going to be points in this game. You think this game is going to be like 13-10. 17-13. I don't see it, Joe. Look at these Lion home games, Joe.
Okay.
I mean, look at them. 34-23, 40-14, 31-27, 48-45. 36-27, 38-35. Only one game this year in Detroit, Joe, was an under game, and that was when they beat the Packers 15-9.
Alt.
All the other games, tons of points. Tons of points.
Still going under.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. I'll play a lot of props. Do you think the Lions win the game?
No. I think the Bears squeak out a game, 17-13. Wow.
Plus 220, Bears money line for Joe Lisi. Go for the two. Go for the over.
Always go for the two. Yep. In this case, I'm on the under.
Giants can wrap up a playoff spot. All they got to do is beat the Colts, Joe. It's -5.5. It's 38.5 is the total. I think they're going to absolutely smoke them with Nick Foles playing. This is a full tank job by the Colts. Full tank job.
So they get absolutely crushed.
Crushed. I'm going to alt it. Alt.
You're going to alt it?
Alt spread. I think it's going to be like the Charger game on Monday night. They're going to win 20-3, something like that. Alt -16.5, plus 300.
No Pittman? No Paris Campbell?
No, nothing. This is...
No, your boy Dave. Zach Moss?
No,
over?
Nothing.
I mean, it would shock me. Honestly, if the Giants don't wipe the floor with them, something's wrong.
Slayton, 70-plus yards at plus 280. Maybe on Sunday morning, they'll even give me a Isaiah Hodgins, Joe. Give me some more of his...
Miss Hodgins. Some more. Every time I saw his face last week, I was looking at you. I was like sick every time this guy, and when I had the lead up 24-16, I couldn't watch it.
Couldn't
it was
watch
disgusting.
It.
Couldn't watch it. It was disgusting.
Couldn't watch it. Since we was like 30 seconds after 10 seconds left, Chiefs cover the 12.5 against the Broncos, Joe.
Yeah, I can't take any of that. I mean, you're gonna take the Broncos. They're done cooked.
I know. They fired the coach, Joe. Anything can happen. Barber and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. NFL Week 17, we're going through it. A couple others, Joe, quick before we get to some picks. The Jets are very much alive. And if they win in Seattle on Sunday, no matter what happens in the Dolphin-Patriot game, they are going to have juice to still get in as long as they win. This really is a loser-leaves-town match between the Jets and the Seahawks. The loser will be done, Joe. Jets minus 1.5 on the road. 42.5 is the total. Mike White back in the saddle for the Jets. Do they get it done in the Pacific Northwest?
No, I think Geno. Throw me the ball, Geno. I think Geno steps up. I think DK step up. I think they win outright. They'll catch a 1.5. I like them on the money line, too. I know they've not looked good in recent weeks. I get that. But I think Metcalf has a huge day against Sauce and that secondary.
Sauce.
I know. Sauce. I think they get abused in this matchup.
Abused.
And I know Lockett
is
abused.
I mean, look,
I think DK goes
can I just say this? Can I just say this to you?
Okay.
And I understand this is where you're going. The Seahawks have looked absolutely dreadful for weeks now, Joe. I mean, dreadful.
I get it.
Not the Seahawk team that you were so high on early in the year that, God bless them, they got over the win total. They beat the Broncos to start the year, who ended up being awful. They won some big games. They have been dreadful since that game in Germany against the Bucs. I mean, awful.
I know.
So they're flipping the switch here. Flipping the switch.
Flicking the switch. I'm flicking the switch.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Gutless.
Garrett Wilson, 80-plus yards, plus 158. When Mike White's the quarterback, Garrett Wilson eats. It's that simple.
How about DK Metcalf, alt, over 100?
Yeah, I'm not in. I think Geno's going to have a rough day.
You think Geno's – it's his former team.
I understand that. I'm well aware of who he used
Throw
to
Throw me the ball, Geno.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'd actually prefer the Kenneth Walker stuff. I think that's where they need to win the football game. On the ground. For me, Joe.
On the ground. Some Bam Knight?
I hope it doesn't happen, but I think the Jets are going to win.
I don't know.
I just think they're slightly better. Both teams are fading down the stretch. There's no question about that. But I think it's just slightly. Vikings are in Lambeau against the Packers. Packers win both games and get a Washington loss. They will be in to the NFC playoffs, amazingly, after what's gone on with them this season. Packers are 3-point favorites, Joe. 48.5 is the total.
I told you this last night. I told you this during the week. If you're Minnesota, you want to stick the fork right in their hearts, don't you?
You would think.
You don't want Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Even if you don't play them in the first round or whatever, you know, divisional round game, you might have the opportunity to square off with them. I don't want to see him in the playoffs. Playoffs!
Playoffs?
Playoffs!
And also, you had Jair Alexander kind of lighten the fire probably a little bit more.
Why do these guys do that? Like, he hasn't shut down anybody all year.
He called the week one 184-yard, two-touchdown performance by Justin Jefferson a fluke.
Okay.
Said it was a fluke.
Okay. That's great. Why do these guys do that?
I think if you've been watching Jefferson all year, Joe, there's nothing fluky about what he does.
Alexander
loves to talk. He loves to talk.
He hasn't stopped anybody. I mean, Waddle and Hill are still running from last week.
I don't disagree with you on that. I really don't. Do not disagree with you. I like the Vikings in this game, Joe. I like the Vikes. And I like the over 48.5.
I think my heart is telling me Green Bay, but I think the better team is Minnesota. Now, I know they play close games, and they haven't stepped up as an underdog, but at the end of the day, I'll take them plus the 3 on the road. Maybe Cook eats. Maybe Cook eats. Maybe Cook will cook.
Eat.
Feed him.
Sunday night, Ravens and Steelers. Best rivalry in the NFL. A lot of people like to say, Joe, these two teams. Go. The best rivalry in the NFL. Steelers are still hanging by a thread. If they win their two games, they need the Jets to lose in Seattle, New England to beat Miami, New England to lose in Buffalo next week. Like it sounds like a lot of stuff, Joe, but it's really not that far-fetched, the things that they need. Now, this series historically is a bet-the-dog series, Steelers and Ravens. Since 2005, underdogs of 3 or more are 18-2 against the spread, and underdogs just period. It goes a little bit, it's obviously not at the 90% like that is, but it's still very profitable for the dog.
Right.
In this series. I'm probably going to tease the Steelers, Joe, up to 8.5, and I'm going to play them on the money line. I think the Steelers win this game. I think that right now, at this very moment, they're a better team than the Ravens, especially with Huntley playing.
Huntley's my guy, but he cost me money.
He stinks,
last week.
Joe. I can't believe
He's
that you
gutless.
Like that guy.
He had like 90 yards in the first half. He finished stinks. With like 16. He's gutless. I'm with you on the Steelers. I like the over in this game. 35.5.
Yeah.
I like the over. I think we can get there.
I mean, look, it's 20-17. I mean, 20-17, you get there.
As bad as the Steeler game was the other night against Las Vegas, 13-10, they still got 23. think of it that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 35.5, I'll take my shot. I'm going to pick my shot.
I like there are a couple problems. I like Dobbins, even though I like the Steelers to win. Dobbins to get 80 at plus 320, I like. I like Kenny Pickett over 225 at plus 205.
Interesting.
For some props.
Interesting.
Tyler Huntley touchdown at plus 280. How about the Gus Bus at plus 270? You know,
yeah,
Harbaugh likes giving it to
the
Gus Bus down there inside the 5.
Splitting carries and then...
Yeah, but Dobbins has gotten over that number every game since he's come back. His number's 56.5, but he's hit 82 of the last 3 games as well. I'm in on Dobbins, even though I like the Steelers.
Okay.
It's going to be a blue-collar game, Joe. It always is, the Ravens
blue
and the Steelers.
Blue-collar.
Blue-collar.
Give me.
What other? Anything else we didn't hit before I go to the bank? Peterson says he's playing everybody. The Jaguar game means nothing, but they haven't beat the Texans in like 10 years, Joe, to be quite honest with you. They should win in Houston, even though they never do. If they actually care about the game, they'll win. Is that
like
the best
Houston.
Way to say it, Joe? If the Jags actually
but
care
we talk
about the
about
game,
the,
they should win.
Talk about there's still a young team, the look ahead with Tennessee and... Houston's played better down the stretch. They covered against Dallas,
played
Kansas
real,
City,
but real well
knocked
the last
off
4
Tennessee.
Weeks.
Yeah. So I'm going to roll with that. You know, you always see garbage teams at the end of the year, like the Dolphins when they had Flores. They started so bad, and then they go on a little bit of a heater. Yeah. I don't want to get in the way of this right now.
I want absolutely nothing to do with the Niner-Raider game with Jared Stidham and – Brock Purdy and no thanks, Joe. I will have absolutely nothing going on there. Zero.
Okay.
Will you?
Brock Purdy, no.
9.5, 42.5 is the numbers for that game.
You can't get me in on that.
No, I want Brock Purdy. I don't want anything to do with the game. Almost the same thing for me with the Charger-Ram game, to be quite honest with you. Chargers -6.5.
You're not going to roll with your boy Baker? I mean, 42 you've been, and you've a been half. Lobbying for this guy to get a job.
Baker's been good to me.
So why don't you roll with him?
If I had to take a side in this game, Joe, I'd probably take the 6.5 with the Rams. Right. Chargers don't impress me every week, even though they're in the playoffs. They don't impress me.
Okay.
And 42.5 is the total in that one. So there you go. We'll rapid fire the picks in the last segment. Do you want to do it that way?
Let's do. Yeah, why not?
All right. So then let's spend 2 minutes here. Since by the time we come on Monday night, the game will be underway. Bills are in Cincinnati. Monster Monday night game. -1.5 for Buffalo. 49.5 is the total. I just have a feeling, Joe, that the Bills have kind of been, you know, just kind of going about their business. Maybe not covering every week. Laying in the weeds a little bit. Defense has played really well. Nobody seems to really give them credit for it. Bengals are very banged up. I'm always extremely pessimistic with my team, as you know, sitting here with me every night. I think they're going to pound the Bengals on Monday night.
All right.
I mean, I think they're going to take them to
pound the Bengals.
I think they're going to absolutely whack them on Monday night. Like a leave no doubt kind of performance. It's going to be the kind of performance where on Tuesday morning, people are going to go, see, that's why they've been favorites all year. That right there. That kind of game. I got a feeling. Now, that don't win you any Super Bowl rings, but I got a feeling that on Tuesday morning, people are going to be going. So that's why the Bills, who have never won anything, have been the favorites to win the Super Bowl all year, because of a game like that. That's kind of my feeling, Joe, about the game.
I got to roll with my guy, Joey Silk.
Well, that's your guy. I understand. You know, you can't roll with me. You got to roll with Joey Silk. So can't be on my side. You can't root for something I know.
They're hot as a pistol. I think they're the best.
I don't know why they're playing the game, to be quite honest with you. I'm kind of surprised.
Bills shouldn't even come out there.
How everybody is just, you know, line up the parade, I guess, there in Cincinnati. Get the Skyline Chili out. It's done. Everybody's ready. Joey Silk, unbeatable. Can't be
beaten. Unbeatable. You're right. Unbeatable. Unbeatable. So, cold killer, baby.
I'm surprised the Bills are showing up. I can't believe they're even going to be in Cincinnati.
I agree. I know. I love to poke the bear. Just, you're absolutely right, Carver.
You and everybody else. Oh, Joey Silk. Why not? You know,
have we adopted this name for him?
I mean, I've been throwing it around quite a bit.
You're taking, that's good. Just like, do I get the my partner at night? Lisey likes to call him Silk.
Or 11-4 against the spread this year. I mean, they're this and that. They're 12-3 against the spread. They're unbeatable. They're the best, you know, the best team ever. So
he's a stone cold killer. You know
they show it on Monday night.
The playoffs.
We'll come back and rifle through our picks for Week 17 in the NFL. Carver and Lisey, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisey with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisey.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we're back. Carver and Lisey with you, Sports Grid Radio. All right, Week 17 picks for Carver and Lisey. Joe, rifle them off.
I like Chicago plus the 6, Carver. I think they step up and potentially win the ball game outright. I like the Browns plus the 1.5. I'm not sold on Carson Wentz. I think Deshaun Watson has a big day, and I like them on the money line as well. So give me them plus the 1.5. Seattle plus the 1.5. A lot of dogs plus the 106 on the money line. I like Geno. I like DK Metcalf. And I'm going to roll with Teddy Bridgewater plus the 2.5 and plus 122 on the money line. I gave you 4 light dogs all under a field goal.
Wow.
But I think they all, with the exception of Chicago, I think they all have the potential to win the game.
Wow, Joe, the dogs are barking for Joe this weekend. We shall see. That's for sure. All right, here's what I'm doing. Steelers, also a dog, Sunday night in Baltimore against the Ravens. Steelers plus the 2.5. You always take the dog in this series. I'm going to tease them up to the 8.5 as well, Joe. I think they win the game outright, money line. I think the Giants absolutely smoke the Colts. -5.5. I think it's a 10-plus point win for them. Playoffs on the line. Nick Foles playing quarterback. Light it up. Next. The Chiefs have been spotty, Joe, in these games. I think they're just coasting to the finish line. I think the Broncos maybe have a little bit of jump with Hackett out of the building. We see it sometimes when you fire the coach. It's 12.5. Maybe they're down 20 in the final minute, and they end up getting a little backdoor with a two-point conversion. But I'm going to take the 12.5 with the Broncos. And finally, Teddy covers, Teddy Bridgewater, and Mac Jones. You know what that smells like to me, Joe? Not a lot of points. Under 41.5 for the Fish and the Patriots on Sunday. Joe, great job, my man. I'll talk to you Monday night for the Bills and the Bengals. Great job by Mike Demergis. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year to everybody. Cash a lot of tickets. We'll see you Monday here on the Grid.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.